every year or so in my house, it rains plastic containers.
Next up is Bread and Butter, a culinary chronicle with Lael Gilbert.
I reach up to the top shelf to stack those last few bowls and lids, but there is just no more room, and they come pattering down to the tile floor. That's always the signal, as reliable as spring crocuses, that it's time for the annual kitchen cleanse. I open all my cupboards and drawers and take everything out with an eye for culling. I've just finished the process this year. It's amazing what multiplies in my cabinets over the winter. Pickle weights, popsicle molds, a rennet kit for making mozzarella cheese. It's all gone for now. But it's a hard process to get through. I generally consider myself something of a minimalist, but I'm also a sucker for a quirky kitchen gadget or a specialty sauce. This year, here are a few of the things that didn't make the cut. A mandolin slicer. This seemed like a good idea, especially since we make French onion soup at least once a month during the winter. But after I bought it, I literally cut off the tip of my ring finger 3 times with that instrument of terror. I decided I'd take my chances with a chef's knife. I got rid of a pierogi press. If you don't know, pierogies are a little like pot stickers, except filled with potatoes and topped with something like sauerkraut. When I bought this plastic tray meant to help seal the little dough packages together, I had dreams of teaching my teens to make these Polish-filled dumplings on their dinner night. Then I remembered that cooking with my teens gives me indigestion and put a 30-minute limit on their time in the kitchen. So we do BLTs instead, and the pierogi press can go. Along with some various old spices and weird marinades that I never used, I got rid of half of a very expensive bottle of blackberry balsamic vinegar. We picked this up last summer on a road trip to Oregon. You know those little boutiques, usually in beach towns or big cities, with shelves of shiny, long-necked glass bottles of condiments? Since I don't buy wine, it seems so elegant to stroll through the aisles comparing flavors, sniffing corks and the like. And they let you taste everything. And we did, I think, taste everything that day. Peach olive oil, black truffle sea salt, champagne white vinegar. We kept dipping our tiny slivers of crusty bread into tiny cups of thick liquid until my taste buds were so scrambled that everything began to taste expensive. But by then, we'd spent so much time in that shop, the employee was giving me that look. You know, the one that says, "You better not just smile and walk out of here, or I'll be talking to my coworkers about you with disdain." So, out of guilt, I bought an overpriced bottle of blackberry balsamic vinegar and babied that thing in the minivan for another 750 miles. It did taste good in the store and seemed, I don't know, thematic at the time, it being Oregon and all. But it turns out it's awfully hard to use an entire bottle of this stuff. Actually, the only way we really did use it once we got it home was to give people tiny pieces of bread to dip into it. Next on my cut list was a sausage maker attachment for my mixer. This is an attachment that hooks on for actually grinding meat and spices and making your own sausage right at home. After I bought it, I YouTubed the process and realized that you have to smoke sausage for like 16 hours in a smokehouse. So instead, we just took a Saturday and drove down to Caputo's in Salt Lake City. We got our sausage without our neighborhood smelling like a forest fire. Maybe you have a bigger kitchen with plenty of cupboard space, just begging to house an electric ice cream maker and a set of cheese knives for an indefinite period of time. If so, you're in luck. Head on over to the thrift store and all these things can be yours for probably a lot less than I paid for them. This is Lael Gilbert for Bread and Butter.